This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin will meet virtually on Tuesday. The two presidents, will have to negotiate a history of mutual suspicion as they take up the urgent issue of a major Russian military buildup on the Ukraine border. The key question hanging over the talks is whether Putin might actually launch a cross-border offensive or whether he is using the troops to pressure the U.S. president for guarantees ex-Soviet Ukraine will never become a NATO launchpad. The two have a daunting list of other differences to air. That includes Russia's harsh treatment of dissidents, to the presence of ransomware hackers on Russian soil, to Moscow's support for the repressive regime in Syria. But the magnitude of the Russian buildup near Ukraine has raised red flags in Washington and across Europe. The Biden administration has announced a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics, the administration attributing the decision to China's ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang and other human rights abuses. That, according to the White House press secretary Jen Psaki. A diplomatic boycott means that no U.S. officials will attend any Beijing Olympics events. However, Team USA athletes will still be allowed to participate. China responded to the anticipated announcement before it was made official on Monday. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Liljian accused U.S. lawmakers who have been pressuring President Biden for a diplomatic boycott of the games of grandstanding. Read more on voanews.com. This is VOA News.